Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
And we're off and going. It's a Tuesday edition of the Hoosier Report. Glad to have you with us here on the Big X Sports Radio, 1450 AM, 96.1 FM, of course, streaming online at BigXSportsRadio.com. A reminder before we get into things tonight, Lee Kelly and Tom Witt will join me tonight. It's our first Little League broadcast of the summer. We're excited to be at New Albany's new Little League facility behind Northside Christian Church on Charlestown Road for a championship game tonight. It's the Major League Softball Division. That's 12-year-old softball. This is the main division in Little League baseball and softball that moves on to a state tournament, then, of course, a Great Lakes Regional, and then ultimately the Little League World Series, even on the softball side as well. Championship game in that division. 8 o'clock tonight is the first pitch. New Albany Little League taking on Floyd's Knobs Community Club Little League. Lots of young softball talent in the area. We'll get the opportunity to see some of them up close and personal tonight. So always fun to be at the ballpark. Always fun to do the Little League games. Love doing stuff here in the community as far as sports go, where it's tied to your community, your school, your area. And Little League obviously has been able, in this area at least, to still mean a lot in a world where travel and AAU sports tend to dominate things. So we're excited to be out there tonight. If you can't make it out, if you don't have an interest in going out, maybe flip it on. You can get the score and see if who's doing well, who's playing well, get some names for the future. But we will be out there tonight and are excited to be headed to the ballpark for a game on Tuesday night. So make sure you're with us. Next week, we'll have some of the baseball semifinals and baseball championship games from New Albany Little League as well. They're hosting the District 5 tournament this year. So a lot of stuff coming up here over the next couple weeks. Let's look at the guest lineup. It's a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. I'll have some Hoosier headlines coming up here in just a few moments. Then in segment two, we'll be joined by Greg Doyle, sports columnist with the Indianapolis Star. Our chat with Greg each week is presented by Coffee Crossing. And then later in the program, looking forward to being joined by the coach of Indianapolis Cathedral, Jason Delaney. Coach Delaney has a number of players on his roster that will be interesting to follow. Of course, in the 2019 class, he has a player that is well on the radar of the Indiana team and, of course, Archie Miller and his recruiting staff that we'll talk with him about as the July month begins. That player is Armon Franklin, has a scholarship offer from Indiana, Louisville, Ohio State, Purdue, Xavier, Butler, Clemson, and others as well. That's the key player from an IU perspective that goes as well. But back at the team camp on the campus at IU, he had a young player, an incoming freshman, that we'll learn more about him coming up as well. He had the body and the potential to be quite a player. So we'll talk with Coach Delaney about that. Going to be checking in over the next couple weeks with some of the high school coaches of recruits or potential recruits for Indiana to kind of see where their recruitment's at, to see where their game's at. I know you guys enjoy, especially in-state players, knowing more and as much as you can about some of these guys, and oftentimes their high school coaches are great resources. So we have that coming up later in the program, and that's the guest lineup presented by Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Don't forget, you can mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison, and you'll get $1 off your box lunch at the Honey Baked Ham location in New Albany. Let's look at some Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news. The headlines are presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. A number of things to get to today. Basketball back from a NBA Summer League perspective. It began yesterday. Some of the short leagues, there's two short, I think, what, 3 or 4 day leagues or showcases, whatever you want to call them, to begin the month of July. And then, of course, the big Vegas Summer League starts later in the week, and that's the one that is kind of the Mac Daddy of them all, where out in Vegas you'll see foreign guys, scouts, European scouts, obviously. You'll see NBA people there at every game and fans as well. It's become much more publicized than what the Summer League and the NBA ever used to be. It's all televised. Some of them are televised on national television. Others you can log online and watch, I think, every game in the package for just a small fee on the NBA website. But last night, Summer League got underway, and Jaren Jackson was the real standout. Jaren Jackson Jr., the real standout. Of course, he's from Indiana, started high school at Park Tudor, finished at LaPorte La Lemire up in northwestern Indiana. He had 29 points in the Summer League debut, did Jaren Jackson Jr. Nine of those, or I should say 9 3-pointers. So he was really filling it from outside. And again, keep in mind, it was just a couple short years ago that Romeo Langford and New Albany were going against Jaren Jackson, a number of other studs, and the LaPorte La Lemire team up at Newcastle. That was the game where Romeo had quite a dunk right on Jaren Jackson. So obviously Jackson went on to get drafted and has had a great opening night of Summer League and is expected to have a good NBA career. So we'll see what happens. But hard to believe, just a couple of years ago he was playing. We probably saw really an unbelievable matchup there of guys that have a professional future ahead of them. NBA Summer League action continues. Obviously tonight, I think a couple players with IU connections are in action tonight. Robert Johnson, he's playing with the Atlanta Hawks. They are playing out in Utah tonight in the short showcase that they have, 7 o'clock on NBA TV, excuse me, NBA TV tonight. Robert Johnson, Atlanta, they take on San Antonio. Also tonight, Christian Watford, a former IU player, playing with the Memphis Grizzlies Summer League team. They are in Utah tonight as well, and they play at 9 o'clock following Robert Johnson and the Hawks on NBA TV. They will take on the host Utah team. Again, the tournament, or I should say the Las Vegas portion of Summer League begins, I think, on Saturday, later this week. That's when there's a lot more teams involved than what there are here in these first few days. Other big headlines, probably the biggest of them all coming into the day, is Indiana hiring Jeff Mercer as its next baseball coach. Very interesting resume. He's a native of Bargersville, Indiana, regarded as one of the top young baseball coaches in the country, known for his strength as a recruiter and developer of talent, and probably most important of anything that I just listed, he has a very, very strong Indiana connection. He is from the state of Indiana. He played high school baseball in the state of Indiana. His father was a coach in the state. His father was also very influential in starting one of the more dominant travel baseball programs over the years, the Indiana Bulls in the state of Indiana. So he comes back to a state where he's got a lot of groundwork already laid out for him, which is obviously very important. And he's, when I say comes back, he's only been just across the state line at Wright State over in Ohio, which obviously there's some good baseball players there that he's been able to recruit, and another good bed for drawing talent out of the Midwest, getting them over to IU. So very interesting hire. Fred Glass, obviously very high on the hire. He went as far, and I'm going to ask Greg Doyle about this in the next segment, he went as far to compare the new coach, Coach Mercer, Jeff Mercer, to the Brad Stevens of collegiate baseball. And he said he thinks he may have hired, quote, the Brad Stevens of collegiate baseball. So an interesting comparison for an IU athletic director to make a comparison to a college basketball coach that used to coach at Butler. But obviously we all know the success that Brad Stevens had, kind of a mid-major guy that worked his way into Butler and obviously did big things there. But I think from all regards, comments from current players, comments from others that are involved in the landscape of baseball in the area or in the Midwest, lots of real positive comments about Jeff Mercer and his hire to IU baseball. Going to be very interesting to see if he can hit the ground running. As far as recruiting goes, it's a lot of young talent in the state right now, a lot of good talent in the state. We talk about Indiana becoming really much more of a baseball hotbed than what it maybe ever has been. And so he's coming back to his home state with a lot of connections already there at a very good time. So IU, a new baseball coach. And again, it's great that we're talking IU baseball. There would probably be a time where IU's new baseball coach is just a story in the paper, and that's about it. But obviously the program, thanks to the work of Tracy Smith, followed by Chris Lemonis, has been left in a much better position for the next coach than what it had been previous to those guys, a real opportunity to be a player year in and year out in the Big Ten Conference. One other NBA note, I meant to mention this talking about the Summer League. The Washington Wizards, they claim former IU forward Thomas Bryant off the waiver wire. Bryant was waived over the weekend just before the LeBron James announcement was made, clearing some space for him. We talked yesterday that we didn't expect Thomas Bryant to be left without an NBA team for long due to the upside and the potential that he has, and it didn't take long for Washington to claim him off the wire. A couple high school notes to close out our headlines today. One real interesting one. This isn't from our immediate area, but most anybody that follows high school basketball in Southern Indiana as a whole knows that Bar Reeve down in Montgomery, Indiana, to our west, has been one of the great small school success stories, especially since class basketball arrived. Now, Bar Reeve has always been good. Even in the one class days, they've had some really good teams that have put together some nice seasons. But Brian Hughes has been the coach there now for a number of years. He's one of a handful of coaches in the state that is active and has over 500 career wins. Just saw Coach Hughes a week and a half or so ago. He was coaching Bar Reeve at the IU team camp. Not only will he have a good team for this season, but I understand as far as the middle school ranks go, a lot of talent coming through his community. And he announced his kind of a surprise retirement yesterday from both his teaching and coaching positions. The schools down at Bar Reeve tweeted out and wished him well in his retirement. So kind of interesting. I think he was even coaching his team over the weekend at a team camp up in northern Indiana, but had a great career there. A little surprising. You kind of wonder when you see some of these announcements if there's not more to it, but a little surprising to see him resign at this point, obviously at the end of the June period, after you've worked with your team and prepared for a month now or more for next season, kind of an odd time. So we'll see if more comes out of that, but obviously that opens up a huge job down in the southwestern part of the state. There will be lots of people, even people that maybe never thought they would be interested in coaching 1A basketball because they're a big school guy or whatever, might be interested in that job. So that will be interesting to see if they stay inside, if they hire a big name, what the situation is there. But that obviously someone is going to inherit a really, really good situation that Brian Hughes leaves behind with his surprise retirement. Other high school stuff, Christian Academy. I understand that their varsity team, boys basketball team, won the Super Hoops team camp over the weekend up at Indiana Wesleyan. That obviously is a huge accomplishment for the summer. You play a ton of games in just a three-day period, but there are so many good teams. The Super Hoops field was just loaded this year, and for Christian Academy to win their division, I think tells you that they are a team definitely to pay attention to for next season in high school basketball. Also, I missed this earlier this week, but I wanted to make sure we included it today. Gracie Hale from Floyd Central announced her commitment to Bellarmine and the women's basketball program over the weekend. She will be one of the top players in the area next year. She missed a lot of the season last year for the Highlanders with an injury, but is back healthy playing travel basketball and obviously getting seen by some college coaches, and makes a commitment to play just across the river at Bellarmine. So congratulations to her. One other thing, speaking of college commitments, last week Blake Murphy of Providence made his commitment decision to attend IU Southeast. Really big get for Coach Wiley Brown's program. Blake is very athletic, and I think his best days in basketball are still ahead of him. So big get for IU Southeast is Wally Brown, trying to keep some of this local talent in his program in New Albany at IU Southeast. That's the headlines presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Hoopsters is your hometown sports grill with fresh made-to-order food, a great selection of craft brews, and the best sports atmosphere around. Hoopsters has karaoke and a DJ on Friday nights and a live band on Saturday nights. Hoopsters in Jeffersonville, it's where fun happens. We'll head out to a commercial break. We'll come back with Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star. Following Greg, Jason Delaney, the head coach at Indianapolis Cathedral. And don't forget tonight, 8 o'clock, our first Little League broadcast of the summer. We will be at New Albany Little League, the beautiful new park, for a night game. It'll be New Albany and Floyd's Knobs in the 12-year-old. That's the major division softball championship game, and we're looking forward to that. Hope you can join us for the broadcast tonight on the Big X. I'll be back with more Greg Doyle, presented by Coffee Crossing, after this on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
We're back with Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star, sports columnist, and the chat with Greg every Tuesday presented by Coffee Crossing, one of the great sponsors here on the Hoosier Report. And Greg, very interesting IU baseball hire. Jeff Mercer coming back to the state after being a high school player and coach. His dad, kind of a legacy high school coach, it sounds like, as well, on the baseball side of things in the state, but coming back to be IU's head baseball coach. And he got some big words from Fred Glass in the press release announcing his hire. He compared him to perhaps, quote, the Brad Stevens of collegiate baseball. That's big stuff.
Yeah, that's well, it's ridiculous stuff. I mean, I like Fred Glass a lot, but that's just not the ideal thing to do, is to invoke that name in this state. I mean, that's like, I mean, we did that with Romeo Langford a little bit. He's the best player since Oscar, or whatever. But you know what? He really is, and we know he is, and we've seen it. Like, you can project that. You can't project a baseball coach at Wright State is the Brad Stevens of college. I mean, you just can't do it. But at the same time, he's trying to generate enthusiasm, and Lord knows he's done that. And maybe he's right. You know, I mean, 2 years from now, maybe we'll all decide that he's right. Indiana has a very good track record of picking baseball coaches. They're apparently very, very good at it. Kind of like Butler with basketball. Until they have a screw-up, I'm going to believe that he's right.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, our guest. It does sound, and again, I didn't know Jeff Mercer's name before yesterday when this all came out, but it does sound like, if you read through his resume and what others have had to say about him, that he is at least a very intriguing prospect for the job.
Oh yeah, I mean, what's intriguing to me is that we're talking about Indiana baseball. You know, I mean, that's fascinating that the Star's written about it a whole lot. We're starting the show off talking about it here, or at least starting my segment off with this, and that it's a legit topic that Indiana even has a baseball team worth talking about. You know, it's hard to do in the Midwest. It's, you know, baseball, the best baseball players, and therefore the best baseball teams are where it's really, really warm. It's just how it is. I spent ninth grade in Wisconsin, and I realize Indiana's not Wisconsin, but Indiana's a lot closer to Wisconsin weather-wise than it is to Florida. I spent ninth grade in Wisconsin, and we spent our first month or two of the season practicing in the basketball gym with rubber balls, because you can't. I play baseball because you can't go outside until it's April. Meanwhile, other teams around the country are playing out. I mean, year round they're playing outdoors. So anyway, it's fascinating to me that Indiana baseball is to the level that they're getting this kind of a coach with this kind of credentials, and that we're talking about it at all.
Yeah, and to me as a whole, Indiana baseball, and this is something that I have said a lot on this program, just in our area down here, we've had a number of players go on to play at Louisville, go on to play at Indiana. We've got a number of players already committed to those programs right now that are either finishing their high school careers, or just finished, I should say, their high school careers, or underclassmen that will return to play another year or two, or in some cases more. Heck, we had a kid that hasn't even played high school baseball. He'll be a freshman, just committed to the University University of Louisville last week as that trend continues, getting really, really young players on board. But with that being said, it does seem like baseball as a whole, take Indiana out of the picture, Indiana University out of the picture, baseball as a whole in the state has become, A, more important, and B, a lot of talent, a lot of college prospects, some guys get drafted and go on, and a topic that we talk about and write about a lot more than maybe what we did 5 or 10 years ago.
Yeah, and these things are kind of like a vortex. You know, the more it spins, the faster it spins. So the more players get better, it attracts better coaches. Parents of other kids want to keep up, and they go out and find a personal trainer for their kid, and they buy him the best baseball bat, and they find travel teams, and travel teams pop up. And so, you know, success, I guess what I'm saying is success breeds success. And so I guess it's not a surprise that the state is getting – I mean, you're either going to get better or worse. I'm not surprised that we're getting better around here. Sports obviously are a big part of our state's thread and kids being active and whatnot. So, and I mean, anything that's good for getting kids outdoors and exercising, I'm a big fan of that. Get them off video games. I say that as a dad of two kids who unfortunately never played baseball but are really, really good at
Fortnite.
Whatever the hot new game is right now. I don't even know what it is.
Fortnite.
Colossus, I think.
Okay.
Shadow of the Colossus. They can do that.
All right. Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, presented by Coffee Crossing. Switching gears, of course, we got to get some basketball in. I'm really curious to hear your take on LeBron James to the Lakers.
Well, I've got a story that just posted a little while before your show began, I guess, about LeBron, but it was really triggered by DeMarcus Cousins to Golden State, but which allowed me to get into LeBron to the Lakers and allowed me to get into Kawhi wants to play for the Lakers and just to revisit Kevin Durant to Golden State a couple years ago. And just what's happening out west, and really what's happening not just in the NBA, but what's happening to the NBA. And this is not one of those whining, woe is us, poor little Indianapolis, or poor Midwest, or poor Detroit. This is not that story. It's more what a bunch of idiots these guys are. It's more not being sad about us, but really laughing at them. And, yeah, they're going to laugh all the way to the NBA championship. I get that. But you know, how you're remembered is how you're remembered. And Kevin Durant, at least to me, I don't speak for anybody but myself, but same with LeBron going to Miami. I am reasonably confident that I will never think of Kevin Durant without thinking prominently of the fact that he left the Thunder for the team that beat him, a team that didn't need him, but he went anyway because he wanted an easy ring, and he got it. And I'll never you don't give the tenor credit for clearing his throat. Kevin Durant cleared his throat in Golden State. DeMarcus Cousins cleared his throat at Golden State. LeBron's clearing his throat going to L.A. knowing that he will not go alone, that he will not be alone. Just like he wasn't alone in Cleveland. He wasn't heroic in Cleveland. He had Kyrie and Kevin Love and put that team together for him. And then, anyway, it's just a joke what's happening around the NBA. It's funny, actually, how these guys are so brazen about it, and we can all kind of laugh at them.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, our segment with Greg every week presented by Coffee Crossing. The July month is here, and that means a ton of shoe-sponsored basketball with coaches galore out watching all of the prospects play. Going to be a busy month for Indiana. Obviously, there are so many different names that Archie Miller has his program involved with at a pretty serious level, not just in the 2019 class of guys that will be seniors next year, but some of the younger players as well. So it's going to be a very, very interesting month. My question is, with all the recruiting and the IU and the Archie Miller stuff that you and I and Romeo to get into each week in your segment, I'm curious your thoughts, because I know you're very well versed on the recruiting side of things. I'm curious your thoughts on the July period with all the issues that are out there and even the things that aren't in any kind of FBI report right now, just that are maybe a little underhanded that have been going on for years. Do you think that gathering this top talent the way the shoe companies have been able to do, even though there's some maybe unscrupulous things that go on at times or perhaps worse at times, do you think that's the best way to get this done, or do you support I saw a proposal from the Coaches Association, NABC, to maybe put some control and some of these live dates for coaches in the summer into June, where they could go out and watch the high school team events play and the summer leagues with the New Albany's and the Jeffersonville's and the Indianapolis schools play each other. Would you be interested to see that come about, and do you think that could be productive still, even though it wouldn't be the cream of the crop with every player on the roster nearly having college potential?
It's lipstick on a pig, Matt. It's lipstick on a pig. It doesn't matter how good an AAU team is. It doesn't matter if they can form their own super teams at the AAU. I mean, that's not even the point. The point's not when they play. The point's not who's watching them play. The point's not who they're teammates with. The point is every one of these great, great, great recruits are walking $100 million corporations in about 5 years, and we all know it. And you can never legislate out immorality and scumbags. You just can't do it. So who they play with, who they play for, what time of year they play, lipstick on a pig. Sorry to be fatalistic about this, but it is what it is. I mean, the genie's out of the bottle, and you can't shove it back, and it doesn't matter what anybody tries to do. So we all know how the sausage is made. Some of us have known, without knowing, Lord knows if I knew some of the stuff that the FBI came out with, I'd have written it. I didn't know it. I just, one of those things that we all just, people like you're close to the business, I'm in it, sort of. We know what's going on, and now we really know what's going on. But LeBron James, I was at the Adidas camp back when they had one in Teaneck, New Jersey. I don't know what year it was, 1999, 2001, something like that. And this is back when players could turn pro out of high school. So you were violating some sort of amateurism rules, but you weren't breaking NCAA rules because LeBron was never going to Kentucky. But, I mean, he showed up at the Adidas camp 1 year. In fact, he showed up with a broken wrist, I think, or broken something. He broke something. He couldn't play that summer. But he was LeBron James, and we all knew he was going to be a billion-dollar corporation someday. So Adidas, somebody flew him from Akron, Ohio to Teaneck, New Jersey. Someone put him up in a hotel just so he could meet with the media because Adidas wanted to try out their show pony to all of us. And LeBron, I remember him telling us. I mean, I'm sitting right there. He's telling us that he, in his hotel room, in his closet, he had shirt because he was wearing a King James shirt. It said King James 23. It was clearly about him. And so we're asking him, 16-year-old LeBron, how do you get a shirt? Who did that for you? He goes, I don't know. It was in my hotel room when I got there. I don't know. Maybe God did it. That's where this sport has been for 20 years, and probably 30 years before that. Only 30 years ago, these guys might be worth $100,000. Well, now they're worth $100 million. So lipstick pig.
Hey, I remember that year. He actually, I think, went to the Adidas camp you're talking about for a media appearance. And then, because he was playing the shoe game, came back to Indianapolis and was at Nike camp for at least a day, kind of a similar situation, just mulling around, maybe did a spot with the media, had some Nike gear on, maybe some King James stuff as well. I can't even remember, but just kind of like he was, maybe filling out his future possibilities with the shoe company when he got to the professional level. So I remember that year. Funny you bring that up.
He's been ahead of the game. LeBron's been ahead of the game, and he's ahead of most of us intellectually. I mean, that guy's really, really smart. And I'm not saying that lightly. I mean, you can look at his career now, and you can tell how smart he is. But that guy, I mean, even back then, no education really. I mean, high school, but he's a high school junior or whatever. So not technically educated, as we like to say in this country. But the head on his shoulders, and the people he surrounds himself with, and the head on his shoulders that he picked the right people to surround himself with. The head and that shoulders is really, really smart, and even then knew what he was doing. And it's pretty impressive. I mean, he's a genetic lottery winner in a lot of ways. Well, hell, he's a genetic lottery winner in every way, not just physically, but mentally and intellectually too.
Absolutely. Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star. Segment presented by Coffee Crossing. They'd like to recommend you try their new breakfast and expanded lunch menus at their sister company, which is 410 Bakery and Cafe in downtown New Albany. Greg, thanks for the chat today. We'll do it again next week.
Hope so. Thanks, Matt. Bye.
All right. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with more here on this Tuesday edition of the program. We're actually going to be joined by Indianapolis Cathedral coach Jason Delaney. He's got a player in the 2019 class that Indiana and Archie Miller are very interested in. He also has a young player just now coming into his program as an incoming freshman that might be a name on the recruiting radars very, very soon in the recruiting game. So stay with us for that chat coming up next right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back here with an interesting guest on this Tuesday program, Jason Delaney. He's the head coach of Indianapolis Cathedral. He's got a number of prospects on his team at Cathedral High School that we'll talk about today. Of course, none more important right now than a member of the 2019 class, Armand Franklin, who received a scholarship offer from Indiana not too long ago on an unofficial visit back in June to the IU campus in Bloomington. He also has a young prospect, Kamari Lands, that we want to learn about, who will be an incoming freshman but has all the tools and perhaps ability to be a player that IU and many others begin recruiting very, very soon. And also, Coach Delaney, he must be glutton for punishment, because after finishing up a hectic month of June, while all the other high school coaches get a break to kind of recuperate, he is preparing for a run to the Nike Peach Jam, coaching the Indy Heat team that features Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks. So a number of topics that we'll broach with Coach Delaney today. And, Coach, it's great to have you with us.
Matt, I appreciate you having me on today.
Absolutely. Armand Franklin is where I want to start. He obviously is a big name in the 2019 class in-state, someone that Archie Miller and his staff have been recruiting basically since they arrived in Indiana. He's got scholarship offers not only from the Hoosiers, but from Louisville, from Ohio State, Purdue, Xavier, Butler, and most recently he added a scholarship offer from Clemson on a visit to their campus. So he is someone, Coach, that is steadily getting more and more high major scholarship offers.
He is. And, you know, the first thing, the greatest thing about Armand is his character. Such an outstanding young man, humble young man. You know, he doesn't, in this day and age, he doesn't even tweet out his offers. Since day one, he's always texted me and said, hey, Coach, do you mind putting this out there for me? Because he just doesn't want the spotlight. And so he's just a hard worker and a kid that I use as an example all the time of kind of be patient and just continue to improve. His freshman year, now this was the year before I got to Cathedral, he played JV, didn't even play varsity. And so, you know, in the last year, he's really burst onto the scene, and he's a great teammate, and he does it the right way, very efficient in his game, doesn't hunt for shots. But the greatest thing about Armand is just his character. What a great young man he is, and that starts at home with his mother.
Absolutely. Talking with Jason Delaney, head coach of Indianapolis Cathedral, where do you think the Hoosiers stand? Obviously, they've been with him, recruiting him for a while. A scholarship offer came last month when he took an unofficial visit to the Indiana campus. I know he's taken some other visits as well. We'll talk about that. But where do you get the feeling talking with Armand that Archie Miller and IU is at in his recruitment?
He really enjoyed his visit, you know, and then when we went down there for team camp, he played really well, which is always nice. You know, you're in the gyms that you could see yourself in, and when you play well, I think that goes a long way as well. But he's really high on IU, and I know he's really enjoyed his time talking to the staff. And also on his visits is his aunt, who's the head women's coach at Penn State.
Okay.
And so, you know, she knows the ins and outs of the recruiting. And so she goes on recruiting visits with him and his mother. And mom is one of the most thorough parents I've been around. She has a notebook that she takes everywhere, and she's always jotting down notes. And in their house, they have a board just like every college does, where colleges move up and move down. And so they're very thorough in their process, and they look at everything. And I think the biggest thing is relationships. And he's built that relationship with the IU coaching staff. And, you know, they're recruiting a lot of the same guys that he's friends with, and Trace Jackson and Keon and some of these guys that he knows really well.
Talking with Jason Delaney, he's the head coach of Indianapolis Cathedral, also the coach of the Indy Heat team that will play in the EYBL Peach Jam with Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks. We'll get to that here in just a few minutes. What type of guard, how do you see him fitting in, let's say, the Big Ten Conference?
He's so versatile. You know, last year, because of a couple of things, he was thrust in to a point guard role for us at Cathedral. And he did a great job. You know, the year before he was at Fishers, he averaged 10 points and 3 rebounds as a power forward. Last year he gets back to Cathedral last June, and we move him to a point guard. He averages 23 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 assists. I mean, he made the adjustment very well, and he's a guy who plays both ends of the floor and takes pride in playing both ends of the floor. He always wants to guard the other team's best player. And I could see him, you know, he runs point guard for the Mean Streets, which is going to be at the Peach Jam as well. So he runs with Brandon Newman, who's also received an IU offer in the last week. Those two are teammates on that one, but Armand plays point guard. And so he's a guy who can play multiple positions at his size at 6'5", and he looks to get other guys involved as well. So a guy I see can play multiple positions at the next level.
Now, Coach, I tell you, we had planned to have you on to talk about Armand Franklin. Then I see your team from a distance up in Bloomington, and there's an incoming freshman. You'll have to help me with the first name, but the last name lands. And he is quite a prospect for a young player that really has people talking about his ability and maybe where his recruitment could be at. Some beginning now and definitely here in the next couple months. But is it Kamari? Am I correct with that? Yes. Kamari Lands?
You are correct. Kamari's going to be special. 6'6 point guard who can do a lot of different things. He can pass. He sees the floor extremely well. High IQ. His shooting has really improved, and from the beginning of June until the very end, he's got range on him, and he can get to the basket. Once he gains that strength and, you know, just continues to improve, the sky's going to be the limit for him. You know, we know with Armand, he's in a tough race for Mr. Basketball with Keon and Trace, but we truly feel that Kamari could be the first Mr. Basketball for Cathedral.
Yeah, he's definitely got people talking for an incoming freshman. You know, it's amazing, and we just talked last week about a local player that committed to U of L for baseball from the area. It's amazing that recruiting truly does. It's not just, oh, we are aware of this kid in eighth grade or as a freshman, or we're going to send him a letter as soon as we can, as soon as we're allowed to do so. Recruiting truly, truly begins younger and younger each year.
It does. It does. And, you know, I've been able to watch him this spring as well because he plays on the 16s for Indy Heat, and he's more than held his own. You know, he's playing up two grade levels there, and he's really, really played well for them. And, you know, and that's, I think, helped get him ready for high school ball as well.
Talking with Jason Delaney, he's the head coach at Indianapolis Cathedral. So we'll get the chance today to catch up not only on Armand Franklin, but also on the incoming freshman Kamari Lands as well. Let's switch gears. Let's talk about your second basketball endeavor of the year. Your Indy Heat team obviously playing in the Nike EYBL in the spring, and you did qualify for the Peach Jam. That's the finals of the EYBL. Basically, every college coach you can think of, head coach, is going to be at some point watching your team in this tournament down south coming up here in just a few weeks. It's part of the first evaluation period for coaches to be out. It's probably the biggest event of that first evaluation period, perhaps even of the entire month. Let's take recruits out and your team out and just being around basketball wall to wall for a number of days like that with coaches in the building. It's just a great environment to be around. I mean, the coaches there, the players, the talent. I mean, anybody that we talk about, anybody that Indiana, other big schools recruiting from across the country, they're going to be a great chance. They're going to be at the Peach Jam coming up here in a week or so.
They will. And, you know, last year I coached the 16s, which had a few of these guys on it. And Brandon Newman was on that team as well. And, you know, going to the Peach Jams for it was the first time the 16s had ever qualified for the Indy Heat. And so to go there, and Isaiah Thompson scores 41 points and then gets hurt and unable to play the rest of the way in the tournament. But we lost by 3 in the final 4 in just that environment. I tell people all the time, I've been blessed to be in a lot of cool events and, you know, a couple state finals and everything. But that Peach Jam, when they got down to the Final Four, was one of the best atmospheres and just neat experiences I've ever been around. And the neat thing for the kids, too, is, you know, our first game last year in the 16s, we're playing against CP3, which is Chris Paul's teams, and he's sitting on that bench helped coaching them. You know, and Kevin Durant's walking around, and Bradley Beal and all these guys in Atlanta a few weeks or about a couple months ago, we're standing there, and Russell Westbrook's right next to us. I mean, just the stars that brings out is really neat environment for the kids. And then you throw in all the high-level coaches and then the high-level players. That just makes for a great experience. If you look at the draft a couple weeks ago, 9 out of the top 10 draft picks all played on the Nike EYBL. So it tells you what we're trying to game plan right now for. Our pool is extremely hard. And so that's what you're game planning for, future pros.
Jason Delaney joining us. He will coach the Indy Heat team with Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks and others as well coming up later this month at the EYBL Peach Jam. Coach, let's talk some about Keon and Trace. Obviously, you know, you get to coach Armand, a big IU target on your high school team, but you're coaching two big 2019 prospects as well on your EYBL team. Those guys have IU's full attention, and I tell you, either one of those guys, if they decide to go to Indiana, would be huge to continue the momentum that Archie Miller has, landing Romeo coming out of the last graduating class. What's it been like to have not just one, but both of those guys playing in the lineup together a lot of times?
They're outstanding guys and outstanding teammates, and they complement each other so well, and they make the guys around them better. And that's the great thing about those two is how smart they are. You know, you can talk basketball with Trace and Keon, and they see the game. You know, Keon has ran everything from point guard to five-man for us, and Trace has been able to handle it more and, you know, looking to get him some jump shots within the game, you know. And so both of those guys are just great team guys. And, you know, they haven't worried about who's got the spotlight, who hasn't. Keon has played extremely well in the EYBL. And, you know, our first weekend, we go against Vernon Carey, who's number two in the nation. And Keon was stole the show. And, you know, we end up winning by 15. Keon has 30 points. And Trace has had huge games the last session that we had in Hampton. And so both of those guys, just special talents, but even special team guys who make guys around them better.
Talking with Jason Delaney, coach of Indianapolis Cathedral and of the Indy Heat team in the Nike Peach Jam coming up later this month. We talked about the environment. The coaches are going to be there. Obviously, Trace and Keon, two of the guys that will key what you guys do this month and attract a lot of those coaches. But I think it's worth noting there are some other prospects on that team as well that will go on to play great college basketball.
Oh, they are. You know, John Michael Malloy from Carmel, he's on that team. It's going to go to Butler. Ethan Britton Watts has a lot of offers. Jalen Windham, Simon Banks, you know, who doesn't get a lot of attention, but from Brebeuf, and he's just a guy who makes winning plays. He dives on the floor. He takes charges. He, you know, can defend guys, and you've got to have all those different pieces when you're putting a team together. Sean Hobbs out of Michigan, Drew Louder out of Michigan as well, Harold Bennett from Crispus Attucks, just all guys who really make us go, and each guy has done something along the way to help us ensure that we won a game. People don't realize how hard it is to qualify for the Peach Jam. I mean, you know, you're playing against a team that maybe won two games, but they have guys going to UCLA or wherever on it, and it's a battle. And last year with, like, Tiger Campbell and Keon and Brandon Johns, Marcus Bingham going to Michigan State, they didn't qualify. And so people don't realize how hard the Nike EYBL is just to qualify for the Peach Jam.
Absolutely. Talking with Jason Delaney, coach at Indianapolis Cathedral. Because of the high school involvement and the travel ball involvement, we can kind of get a unique perspective from you. Obviously, you have other players both on your high school team and your travel team that are getting recruited by many other schools than just IU. But as a high school coach and as someone that's also involved in the grassroots side, what type of momentum would you say that Archie Miller has when he calls one of these prospects that we have spoke about today or when he walks in a gym this July?
IU's rolling, you know, and that's what you have to do when it comes to recruiting. You get that momentum. I mean, getting Romeo, you can't downplay how important that was for IU basketball and Archie. And, you know, the staff builds relationships. Ed Schilling is a guy who I've known because I coached against him when he was at Park Tudor. Just how he builds relationships, and, you know, he's great with skill development. But IU's rolling right now, and all you have to do is get a couple of the major recruits, and that sparks the interest of other guys, and they see that, and they want to be a part of it. And so Archie's really got it going at IU right now. You know, and when I talk to our guys at Cathedral and you talk to, you know, Trace Keon, they have nothing but positive things to say about the coaching staff and the environment and just IU basketball. And so, you know, once you get those couple recruits, now you become a hotbed for other recruits.
You know, Coach Delaney, there's been a lot of talk about, if Romeo committed to Indiana, it would lead to perhaps other recruits and make it the cool thing to do to go play for Archie Miller in Bloomington. Do you feel the same way about the 2019 guys if a Trace or a Keon or an Armand, whichever one may make their decision first, if that decision were to be Indiana, that that could trigger some of these guys that are all buddies, as you would expect, growing up in the same state, playing on travel teams together, playing against each other in high school ball? Do you think one commitment, kind of like we saw last year where there were, I think, three commitments in like a 36-hour period for Archie, do you think that could kind of trigger some movement there as well if one of these guys pops and makes a decision?
I do. I really do. You know, and the great thing about, because I've either coached them or seen them, a lot of these 2019 kids, is you have a lot of great guys who people want to play with. Like Trace and Keon attract other players because they play the right way. Armand, same thing. You know, they all are guys that people want to play with. And so that really helps with your recruiting. So if you can get one or two of those guys, now you're going to attract other guys because they want to play with those players.
Good stuff. Jason Delaney, he's the coach at Indianapolis Cathedral, also the coach of the Indy Heat team with Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks. I'll close with this. As far as recruiting goes for IU, obviously Romeo, the big get last year, there's multiple gets out there. I don't know that any are on that elite stage right this moment that Romeo is on. But when you look at Archie's background and what he's been able to get done, and you mentioned how IU is rolling right now, and you talk about his coaching staff, what do you think that the future could be like in Bloomington under Archie Miller? Do you think that the high school coaches are kind of buying into what he's been able to not only get done at Indiana so far on the court, but the relationships that he's built maybe with the Coaches Association and just visiting with high school coaches, even if it's a coach that doesn't have a prospect like who you have right now?
I think that's the most important thing that you just said, is building the relationships with the high school coaches. I mean, the Coaches Association in Indiana and just, you know, Indiana basketball is, you know, you look around how many guys are in the NBA and you look at how many guys go on to colleges and play. I think that relationship with the high school coaches is the most important thing that the head coach of IU, Purdue, Butler, you know, any of those in-state schools can do, because the basketball coaches are so involved here in the state of Indiana. And so I think that's important, and I think that goes a long way with the high school coaches. You know, and there's so many great prospects out there that that's going to be the most important thing for IU, is to build that relationship.
Coach Delaney, good luck at the Peach Jam. We'd like to catch up with you down there and get an update kind of live and on the scene of the big July recruiting period. I think you said you had a team camp, a mini camp of sorts this week. Yep. To get ready. So, big competition, but you've got a lot of big talent that should help you, and we look forward to seeing how you do down at the Peach Jam.
Well, I don't know if I can say it on this show, but we're really excited because Isaiah Thompson's coming back,
awesome.
The Purdue recruit. And
yes.
So we haven't had him at all in the spring, and he's ready to go. So that adds a huge element to what we're trying to do. You know, we play the number one player in the nation, number two player in the nation. We play the one team that went undefeated. It's going to be a challenge, and we're excited for that challenge.
Absolutely. Jason Delaney, head coach at Indianapolis Cathedral and coach of the Indy Heat, will talk with you from the Peach Jam, hopefully.
Thank you very much, Matt. I truly appreciate having me on.
Absolutely, absolutely. Good to hear from him. He's got it on both sides, both the high school and the shoe circuit side. So an interesting perspective, not only to talk about Armand Franklin, but the young player he has in Kamari Lands, to talk about his travel team players and Keon Brooks and Trace Jackson Davis, and obviously as well, just kind of Archie Miller and where IU's at and the relationships that they are working to build in the state of Indiana. And, you know, when Archie does walk into a gym this month, obviously I think he carries with him, large in part because of the Romeo commitment and decision to attend IU, a lot more momentum than maybe what he had in his first spring and summer out on the recruiting trail. So interesting stuff, and we'll try to check in with Coach Delaney when he's with his team down at the Nike Peach Jam and get a feel for how some of his players are doing there and where their recruitments are at as well. That's going to wrap things up for this Tuesday edition of the program. Don't forget Lee Kelly, Tom Wendt, and I are out at the Little League tonight. We've got the New Albany versus Floyd's Knobs Major Softball Division Championship game in District 5. The winner moves on to the state tournament. So we'll have that at 8 o'clock tonight. And then, of course, next week we'll return out there. We'll bring you some of the baseball semifinals and championship games as well. So always fun to see the Little Leaguers out there competing, especially representing their communities, their Little Leagues, with a championship on the line. Means a lot to those kids, and we're glad to be there to get some of the big moments on the air here on the Big X. That's going to wrap it up for today. I will be back. Don't forget, we've got a live show on Wednesday, so enjoy your 4th of July. Make sure you flip the radio on, because we're going to be live and local that day in the 11 o'clock and 3 o'clock hours. And tomorrow on Wednesday, I know one of our guests is Teddy Cahill of Baseball America. We'll be talking some baseball. We'll be talking about IU's new baseball coach as well. So you won't want to miss that conversation. That's going to wrap it up. Be back with you tomorrow, 11 o'clock, for a July 4th edition of the show. Have a great day. Have a great 4th. Be safe as well. And we'll talk with you tomorrow here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
And this is your home for Indiana University sports in Kentuckiana. 1450 WXBW and 96.1 The Big X Sports Radio.